We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But where you pay rent. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I was trying to let that play a little bit because I know our next guest, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, enjoys this song.
Let's see if he can freestyle for us.
Let's
the guest he had on his show.
Let's go to the BetQL guest line and bring in the King of New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. What up, Peter? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I do love that song because I'm a human being with blood coursing through my veins.
With a pulse.
Yeah. You got to freestyle for us, Peter, one day.
Yeah, right? We saw your Instagram, dude.
Well, you know, listen, that's not me. That's not, I could bring someone else.
No, we know you got skills, though, dog.
It's just, you're not wrong. It's just, I got to be in the right zone at this stage, or you guys got to pay. You know, this isn't a paid gig.
That's a fair point. As people that also like to get paid, you're right, Peter.
If you come in town, we'll get you something nice.
Okay. All right. We'll talk.
Something to sip on.
Hold on. I don't know that B-Mitch, have you ever heard This Is Why You Suck by Peter Rosenberg? Mm-mm. I'm going to play that for you in the break. What year was that? 2001-ish?
No. It was actually after I graduated. It was like 2005, 6.
Peter made like the ultimate Duke basketball diss track you've ever heard.
Oh, I got to hear that.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that did well for me there for a while. It got me in a couple of cool documentaries. Like, it's crazy. For a while, I was like an expert on Duke hatred.
I mean, dude, how many people have watched that on? I'm pulling it up on YouTube right now. I imagine millions of people have watched this.
Yeah, it did pretty, for that era, it was a huge YouTube smash. I mean, like, it did a million pretty quick, which at that time was an absolute monster number.
Yeah.
And, you know, because this was early days of YouTube, and I put it out the day the tournament started, and it was right, Duke had just had that game with Carolina where Tyler Hansborough got punched in the face.
Oh, right, yeah.
I would have loved to have been the person punching him in the face.
All right, I'm going to find that for you. Peter, dude, it's funny. I was just talking with the other hosts, and Beamish and I were kicking this around as well. This is kind of a random one that I doubt you've heard much about yet, but it just came out that Ron Rivera is not expected to go to the Senior Bowl or the Shrine Game, like kind of the big major college scouting services before the NFL Combine. Does that matter to you?
Not if he trusts the people he has working for him.
Sounds like somebody else I know, man.
That's what B said.
Yeah, I mean, if he has faith in those people and we have faith in him, then no, I don't need him to be there pretending to do a job that is not really the job he likes to do. You know, if that's not, I don't know. B. Mitch would be better certainly know more about this than I would. But is it possible that there are people who really know the game of football whose strong suit is not going to games and pointing people out and being like, "Yes, that's the guy"?
Yeah, it's people like that. Like I just felt exactly like you felt. I think that if he has the right people in place and he seems to give the guys a lot of praise, why does he need to be there? He's had like 25 jobs all season. He needs to go take a chill pill and rest. Because next year is the real one. He got to really come out here rested and ready to go with some energy for some emotion. Because I'm looking for emotion next year.
That's a really great point, too. Because next year would be the year that he's sort of actually on the clock.
Yeah.
Like, it's now time. There's no more playing around. So that's a really good point too, but frankly, I mean, I told you guys this, and I'm really not budging on this at all. Like, to me, this off season is not thinking about what draft picks are available. It's just, this is how do we have a conversation about Russell Wilson or Derek Carr? Because them the perspective of us drafting the kid from Liberty and that being where we're going next year is not something that I'm comfortable with.
Do you want to hear something that might make you more uncomfortable?
No, not really. Go ahead.
The young man from Liberty is Malik Willis, who's an incredibly gifted athlete, big arm, all that stuff, right? But you knew that already. Mm-hmm. Malik Willis's uncle was drafted by Marty Herney to the Carolina Panthers in 2006 and played two seasons for Ron with the Panthers. Peter, did we lose you? Did your phone drop?
Well, hold on. I mean, that only makes me uncomfortable in, is that what people are saying? That's why this is a conversation?
Well, they're not saying that, but no. We know anytime there's a connect, they normally end up in a uniform.
Well, that connect is usually, though, with big DS. So I guess the question is, did this kid Willis, like, you know, go to a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese with one of Dan's kids? That's what you have to worry about.
I don't think he went to Bullis, so we know that much. I don't know, man. It's such an interesting time. But, dude, I want to ask you just about these games this weekend. We're talking with Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York, and Hot 97. We've been asking this all week. What game are you most excited for to watch?
This weekend, I was so wrong about last week. Boy, I mean, I last week was actually excited about the prospect of the Eagles-Bucks game, which turned out to be such a nightmare. Last week was my worst week of picks. I had no feel for anything last week. I'm excited to see what Aaron Rodgers does. I love that spot. I love Saturday night. Two just classic franchises. The Packers offense has been ridiculous the second half of the year. And I'm curious to see whether they look like they're on the path to the Super Bowl this year, because who knows, you know, how many chances Rodgers gets. And also I'm curious to see what kind of threat Matt Stafford and the Rams can pose to Tom Brady and the Bucks. I think that's a super, super fun matchup as well.
How about, I think, what underdog do you think is most likely to win this weekend?
I'll stay right there. I really like the Rams.
Me too, dude. I like it.
I was off last week because I didn't love the Bucks against the Eagles. But here I am again. You know, that wasn't a situation where, like, if we're being real, guys, did the Bucks outplay the Eagles? Yeah, technically they did because the Eagles didn't show up. But the Bucks didn't have to do that much to have a dominant performance. They never even were given actual competition. So,
well, I think that game really hinged when Tristan Wirfs got hurt. When the big old
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lineman for the Bucks got hurt, and then Philly's pass rush was able to get to Brady a little bit more. I feel like Tampa was kind of kicking their butt early on, and then they just kind of backed off. Did you see it differently?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they did back off. I mean, basically all they did was kind of keep Brady in the game, but do nothing more than that. It did feel that way. But obviously at that point, we had already seen. You know, this, I kept thinking about Washington because I'm watching Jalen Hurts. I'm like, you know, this team doesn't. This guy's not the real deal. Maybe he'll turn out that he will be, but like, I was so frustrated watching both the Cowboys and the Eagles because I just thought, what if Washington had a quarterback this year? I mean, I know this may sound nuts, and I've brought it up with every guest who's been on the show this week. Like, is it me? Or if Washington had a quarterback, would they have been the best team in the division? I think there's a chance they would have been.
I totally agree, man. I think Washington was maybe not best because I think Dallas was better, right? But I think once Dak hurt his foot halfway through the year, that offense lost a ton of its explosiveness. Dallas couldn't run the ball. I think Washington lost to Philly both times, but one was Garrett Gilbert. Like, I kind of discount that one.
You might discount it, but let me bring both of you back to earth. The quarterback did not block anybody. We got our asses kicked. Offensive line. I don't care who the quarterback is. He was going to get beat down.
I wouldn't say against Dallas.
So we would have lost that game against Dallas. I'm gonna give you a verse for next song. Big windshield, little rearview mirror. Go for the big thing, not the old thing. That rearview mirror is in the past, brother. Let's look through that windshield up front.
Listen, you are right. The playoffs are hard, man. I both watch the playoffs are like a time where you're trying to enjoy the current football, but you can't stop but sort of keep reliving this season and why we're not there. But yeah, I do think that the Rams are a really legit team. And let me just say, man, if Brady goes on to roll this team up too and go back to a conference championship, minus Godwin, minus Brown, I'm not saying the Bucs aren't still a very talented team. They obviously are. But that'll be an awesome, awesome moment for Brady if he can pull that off. I like the Rams this week.
Dude, I don't know that we've gotten to ask you about this, and it's obviously a few weeks removed, but he's so crazy that he remains in the conversation cycle. What do you think of Antonio Brown and just, like, all of the stuff that surrounds that dude?
Well, I mentioned this today on my morning show because I saw him go on Brandon Marshall's podcast.
Yeah, right.
And say, everyone says mental health problem. I wanted to be like, hey, bro, people are being nice when they say mental health problems. Like, that's the thing that frustrates me is, like, I feel like we now live in a society where you have to be so mindful about calling people crazy, you know, like that you're being insensitive if you say, like, yo, that person's just insane. So you have to say, so I want to be like, AB, dude, people are being nice when they say you have mental health issues. I know it doesn't sound nice. Maybe it sounds like he's being labeled with, like, a real disorder, uh-huh. And he doesn't like that. But the truth is, bro, you did something that no one had ever seen in the history of sport. It looked like it was out of, you know, a Wes Anderson movie. He took off his clothes and ran off the field mid-game. Like,
it was like the Tannenbaum's tennis scene.
I just think exactly. We look at it like, you know, when it happened, I was very, very hesitant to automatically go to the mental health route because everyone is trying, the excuse everyone is not trying to say, it has to be CTE. What he's basically telling you is, I'm an ass.
I think he's just a jackass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like but he said the man told me to get the F out of there. So I did. I mean, I just think that he is straight up who he is, but we try to make excuses for people that they're not. I'm not going to say he's crazy. I'm not going to say he's mentally challenged. I'm going to say he's an ass. And when you get money, what do? You become a bigger one. That's it.
Well, but that's the thing. That's why this whole conversation about mental health, which is generally done in a way that I think is super general, generic, and not thoughtful when people just throw around the word mental health because, yeah, let's be real, it sells books, you know what I'm saying? And it keeps people giving you snake oil salesmen, giving you their fake mantras and whatnot. But the truth is it's not really being thoughtful because when you think about it, Kanye West, mental health issues or just an a-hole? It's a very blurry line. And I got news for you. Every time there's a news story in which someone in the world does something horrible, okay? I won't name any names, but there's a very recent president in U.S. history who I think is the most immoral, corrupt human being ever. I read a book about him by a family member that was not defending him, just being honest. It clearly paints a picture that he grew up really being mentally and emotionally abused in a lot of ways. That's terrible. But unfortunately, he is the person that he is now. So I just don't know how useful it is. We always label people with this mental health thing, but sometimes it's hard to know what came first, the chicken or the egg, if you're just being an a-hole.
Peter, we always appreciate your time, man. Everybody give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Thanks, dude.
Appreciate you, boys. Talk to you next week.
That is Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York. When we return, heard it here first, and maybe the week's closed out.